Everyone has a story to tell about their parents. Our parents shape our personalities, and our personalities make us who we are. But what if one of your parents was so audacious, so controversial, so mysterious, that you're not sure whether anything you think you know about them is real or just another story?
The fact that I mix with criminals doesn't make me one. I'm their lawyer.
My name is Michael. And my dad is, well, my dad. Giovanni Di Stefano.
I should be known as Mr. Murder.
One of life's complicated characters.
This is Giovanni Di Stefano in the battle to free Charles Bronson.
Some people call him a fraudster.
I think all great con artists must believe part of what they do.
Others say he's a genius.
You know, it seemed like he just had this kind of lust for fame, and the more outrageous, the better.
He's made headlines and divided opinion around the world.
I'm sure you know that he said that he would represent Satan if he had a good case.
Love him or loathe him, to me, Giovanni Di Stefano is just dad. But the time has come to find out exactly what that means, and to separate the fact from the fiction in his extraordinary life.
The 5'6", 7", bold, chubby Italian doesn't just walk into those situations. I can't make sense of how that happens.
He was definitely working, he was definitely busy. What he actually did, I have no idea.
He would disappear for long periods of time. He would get strange phone calls.
One of the things that he kept saying throughout our meeting just then was, "The man who asks no questions rarely gets killed."
He's tricking everybody. He's fucking lying. No, he's a spy. He's not. He's probably a terrorist.
My name is Callum McRae. I'm a journalist and a podcast producer, and I've spent the last 6 months on what has turned out to be the strangest project of my career, helping Michael work out the truth about his dad. It's a journey that's taken us to the heart of Hollywood.
I would love to hear Brad Pitt's side of that, because I can't believe that actually happened.
Via a small village in Italy.
Le parla inglese?
No, parla inglese. I do not speak English.
By way of a couple of warlords.
Who the hell's going to come looking for you in a war zone?
He did actually come in at halftime with a gun.
And even into MI5 territory.
Somebody from the intelligence services walked into the Southwark Crown Court and spoke to the judge.
It's been a roller coaster, compelling and confusing in equal measure, an intricate journey for father and son.
Come with us as we search for the truth about my father, Giovanni Di Stefano.
Could it be that he's a swindler, a savior, a mobster?
Or could he really be a spy?
The series launches on May 24th on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to listen.